And so in the Gospel of Thomas, he chastises the Pharisees and Sadducees, the scribes and the Pharisees, for not using the keys to the kingdom. And so in Logia 39, we're advised to get hold of these keys, treasure them and to use them, and then we've got an effective way of entering the kingdom of heaven. But it's not good enough just to enter the kingdom of heaven. In Logia 46, he says, we've got to know the kingdom of heaven. Of course, we can't know the kingdom of heaven if we don't dwell there. So we have to dwell in that state of consciousness which is at peace, harmonious, and resting. And rest is a lovely word that Jesus uses repeatedly in the Gospel of Thomas. We see it in Logia 60, where he says, of course, seeking and finding is a very important content in the Gospel of Thomas. He says, seek for yourselves a place of rest. We might say, well, how do we do that? Well, just look at the next Logia, Logia 61, and he tells us, he says, be filled with light. Of course, we know this from our Bibles. He tells us to let our light shine. But how do we find this rest? If we seem to be troubled with something, if we are full of anxiety, if we're worried, how do we find this peace, this calm, this rest? Well, it's very simple. Jesus says in Logia 90, you find rest in Christ. Quite often, reading through the Gospel of Thomas, Jesus is telling us that we've got to avoid duality. And that's the theme of Logia 106.